Okay, one more web-related thing here. Go to NPR.org to see these tattoo pictures that we have. Madeline and I have just been looking at them here in the studio. They're from Thailand, so enter this in the search line. Thai tattoos.
That's at NPR.org. Really amazing photos. Some Thais believe the inked images, the tattoos, have magical powers. For centuries, Thai soldiers have covered their bodies in protective tattoos called sakyant. And the tradition now is booming. Scott Carney reports from Bangkok, Thailand.
The Wat Bang Pra Temple has seen better days. Its sprawling campus has about a dozen buildings and 100 monks. The grounds are in disrepair, dirty, and covered in litter. Gongs outside the main temple are lonely and rarely used. Despite its shabby appearance, the temple is a major attraction for pilgrims who come here for sacred protection tattoos. Men mill around in the courtyard talking about how best to use the canvas of their skin. They're covered head to toe with intricate tattoos. The elaborate geometric patterns and Buddhist prayers cover the back of one soldier. He's on his way to join an anti-terrorist squad in the south of Thailand.
There are so many dangers waiting down there. Before I got a tattoo, I never wanted to be a soldier. But when they got into my skin, my desire to be a soldier got stronger.
Tattoo master Ajahn Sua sharpens his needle. Most sakyant tattoos are hand-drawn by monks and artists. The tools of the trade are a 2-foot-long iron needle and a dollop of ink. Often, the tattoo is not much more than a series of dots from where each strike of the needle passes through the skin. After it's done, the monk rubs ink into the wound and says a prayer to empower the charm that's hidden inside the tattoo. There are hundreds of traditional designs that can take anywhere between 15 minutes and 3 hours to apply. Most revolve around animal figures. One of the most powerful is a tiger that spans the whole of a person's lower back.
If a person has a tiger spirit, he will act like a tiger. He cannot control himself. The spirit controls him. He will spread his hands like this and roar.
Sakyant tattoos aren't only popular among local Thais. The designs are increasingly finding their way onto the backs of Westerners who travel through Thailand.
It's like being jabbed by a needle 1,000 times.
That's Paul Davies, an internet entrepreneur from Britain, who was in queue for a tattoo at the Wat Bang Pra Temple when I arrived.
If you get one here, I think it's got a bit more meaning behind it, more history. It's that little bit more special. I mean, I think designs are really nice as well, which is, as I say, primarily why I'm going to get one done.
Not all sakyant masters rely on traditional methods. The master Sua says that the number of people coming to him for tattoos has pushed him into adopting the modern electric tattoo needle in order to keep up with demand. The popularity of sakyant tattoos took off in 2004 when Angelina Jolie flew to Bangkok to meet with the venerated tattoo master Ajahn Nu Kumpai, who placed a large tiger on her lower back and a string of Thai script on her left shoulder. Master Nu's studio is a sharp contrast to the Wat Bang Pra Temple. His is a tattoo parlor to the stars. Photos of high-rolling Thai celebrities and American CEOs line the walls. I sit in his studio for an hour for an audience before he finally agrees to meet with me. He says the tattoos are a source of strength.
Many people have come to me with drug problems, but after I give them a tattoo, the problems go away. A tattoo can really change your life.
The tattoos, he says, can give a person courage to face the difficulties of their life. It can multiply wealth and protect them from harm. I must look skeptical because he stops mid-sentence and looks at me deeply in the eyes. He says that he can prove it. He asks me to roll up a leg of my pants and takes out a standard-issue box cutter. Before I know what's happening, he shaves off an 8-inch-long patch of hair. That's just to prove how sharp the blade is. And then he turns to my arm where I have an old tattoo. He blows on it. He runs the blade over my arm 5 times, making small, cat-scratch-like marks across my skin. I'm stunned. But he sits back with a smile. See, he says, that tattoo protected you from the blade. For NPR News, I'm Scott Carney.
Don't forget, tattoo gallery at our website, npr.org. When you get there, type Thai tattoos into the search bar. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.